You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I have complained to Jeremy plenty of times about the number of spam junk emails that I get each day, the number of spam scam calls that I get on my cell phone each day. It's pretty ridiculous. Now somebody went out and how many do you get much of any of this?
I don't on my cell, but our landline, that's all we get. It's 100% fake spam phone calls. Crap. I had to turn the ringer off. It was ringing last night at like 9 o'clock. I'm trying to sleep, you know, it's ringing. I'm like, ugh. Ringer off. What's the latest though?
Well, the latest is, why do you have a landline still? Stop it.
Well, that's for the security system.
Although I have to admit, because I live out in the boonies and my phone service is so bad, mm-hmm. We talked yesterday about getting a landline.
You should. What if there's an emergency?
For that reason.
What if you fall down your stairs? Snap your back. I got no service.
Anyway, a new poll says just about 6 out of 10 people say they get daily scam emails, texts, and calls. And I get all three of those. I get 150 to 200 spam emails a day.
Wow.
I get at least one or two spam texts a day and at least anywhere from 5 to 10 spam phone calls a day.
Holy cow.
Yeah. There are 2% of people out there who claim they only get a scam message maybe once a year.
I'm maybe once a month.
Dang.
Yeah.
I suddenly
on my email. What have you been signing up for?
Nothing unusual. You know, the thing is, it only has to get. It takes one. It's like a drop of water. It takes one drop.
And then,
that gets purchased by one person who then sells it to 25
yep.
other people. I mean,
yep.
It only takes once.
Well, then just for fun in the afternoons, I usually just go onto a bunch of websites and put your email address in right. For newsletters and stuff. So that's kind of fun.
I appreciate that.
You bet.
Just under half of people polled say they actually know someone who has lost money in a scam. 16% of people say it's happened to them. I have a family member who lost an ungodly amount of money to a scam artist. And it is heartbreaking.
It is.
That's out. How long did it take you to tell Nicole, I love you?
Minutes. It was so quick.
How long was it?
Honestly, it was 20 years ago, dude. I have no idea.
But you don't remember if it was like within...
It was quick. It had to have been really quick.
Within a week?
Probably.
They asked people in this big survey, we're looking for the ideal timeline for all these various things to happen. And one of them is the saying of I love you.
I love you.
60% of people said it should be 6 months or less. 23% said it should be within the first month. And 4% said the ideal time is in the first week.
That's quick. But when you know, you know.
You know, if it's love at first sight, I guess. It's mm-hmm. just then it becomes a question of, do you want to reveal that information that quickly?
Right. Yeah. You're going to freak the other person out.
And I think we've pretty much covered and established the fact that men always say it first with rare. Some there are some exceptions, but generally men are the first to say that.
Oh, yeah.
And you know why. The ideal time to meet each other's family. Well, for you, Jeremy, I bet Nicole had to meet your mom on the first date, didn't she?
I think she was with us, if I recall. Yeah.
The top answer was around 3 months in. So at the 90-day mark, that's about when you meet the fam. We're just now meeting... Zoe, my 19-year-old stepdaughter, we're just now meeting her boyfriend. Like about 10 days ago, we met him. Nice. And they've been going out for about 3 months.
All right. So they're right in there.
That's about right. First vacation together. Everyone says within a year. Moving in together around the one-year mark. What about monkey piling? What's the ideal timeline to first get truly intimate with someone? The most popular answer was 30 days.
You get a month.
1 month, then boom.
Have at it.
Literally, boom. 17% of people said, no, that should happen in about a week or less.
Oh, wow. All right. High
Jeremy,
five.
When you get back out there in the dating world someday, you know what to expect.
I'll be tearing it up.
Enough about that. What else is trending?
Biggest trending celebrity news. My gosh. Britney Spears is all over the news. She's fighting for the conservatorship to be dropped. And now Jamie Spears, Britt's dad, responded to some of the bombs that were issued yesterday in court statements from Britney. His lawyer read a statement to the court saying, "Mr. Spears is sorry to see his daughter suffering and in so much pain. Mr. Spears loves his daughter and misses her very much."
What kind of statement is that?
Doubt it, from everything that I'm hearing. They're not even letting her get married or have another baby. They're not letting her remove an IUD. This is getting pretty ugly, actually. This is looking really bad for Britney's dad. Justin Timberlake got into the act yesterday. He said, quote, "We should all be supporting Britney at this time." Jessica Biel stepped up to support her. Halsey, Courtney Love, Mariah Carey, Cher.
Oh, that's what I want.
Megan McCain.
I want Courtney Love on my
right,
side.
Right,
right. I'm going to say, if I'm Britney, I'd say, you stay out of it, okay?
Sarah Jessica Parker stepped up, and many more. So we'll see how this goes. But gosh, I think we're all kind of rooting for Britney right now so she can get her life back.
Or we don't care.
I know, but she's a pop culture icon. We're all getting sucked into this, I guess, except Dom. Jerry Seinfeld.
No, I disagree. I'm sucked into the story.
I think this is going to make an awesome Netflix movie at some point.
Agreed. Well, the documentary was already fascinating.
I want a whole movie.
All of that documentary.
I want a big 3-hour movie on this.
So I'm not saying I'm not sucked into it. I'm just saying that ultimately it doesn't affect my life one way or the other.
No, it really doesn't.
Whether Britney Spears has an IUD does not impact my life.
No, it doesn't. Well,
right?
In a way it does, because it affects the radio program. We're talking about it. Maybe somebody's really into Britney and they're like, "Oh my God, I can't tune out." Boom, number one ratings, big fat bonus for Dom.
If we weren't talking about Britney Spears' IUD, we would be talking about something else about Britney Spears.
Here, how about some more hard-hitting news about Jerry Seinfeld, another blast from the past year.
I love this story.
He's writing, directing, and starring in a Netflix movie about the origins of the Pop-Tart. It's going to be called Unfrosted, starting production next spring. He's got a couple stand-up bits about the Pop-Tart, and they're kind of rolling with that and turning it into a movie. He says he felt inspired by the sadness of the pandemic to make something based on, quote, pure silliness.
And he found it.
And this is it, the origins of the Pop-Tart, and I would imagine it's going to be fantastic.
If you listen to his shtick that he did in stand-up about Pop-Tarts, I have to admit, it's really funny.
It's well done.
Because it's so spot on.
It really is.
I love the part where he says, you get a packet, 2 Pop-Tarts, 2 toaster slots.
It's like the toaster company was in cahoots.
It's perfect.
I sat down and watched this trailer last night, and then I called Nick Nack over and said, "Oh my God, you got to see this. This looks so ridiculous, but we've got to watch it." Netflix has a new dating show called Sexy Beasts coming out. And the show has contestants in full movie-grade makeup and masks. Like, their entire face is like a dolphin or a panda. There was a beaver, and there was a devil. And the premise is, can you fall in love with somebody just basically on personality alone? You do see their body shape and body style and everything, but you do see that. But you don't see their face. And it looks so ridiculous because there's two people sitting there talking to each other at dinner, and one is dressed like a panda bear and the other one looks like a dolphin.
Listen,
and it
all
looks
of these
so
shows
stupid.
Are ridiculous.
It's so bad.
Basically, what they're doing is taking the little gimmick that the Masked Singer did.
It's basically what
that
is.
And they're turning
it
into a love version.
Yep. So it looks so, so bad, but so, so good. Coming out July 21st.
We are an idiotic nation,
aren't
we?
It looks so bad, Dom. And then one last thing on celebrity stuff. Harrison Ford has already suffered an injury on the set of Indiana Jones 5.
Well, of course he
has. Indiana Jones and the Brittle Bones.
How old is he? 70?
He's 78?
8? 78.
In the course of rehearsing for a fight scene, he jacked up his shoulder. So now they're having to rearrange the filming schedule. And
can they shoot the movie without an 80-year-old Harrison Ford having to fight?
It's not very realistic.
Can you rewrite the script?
It's not realistic at all. I'm very disappointed.
Can't he slay the bad guy with his wit?
Right. Let me give you one final thing, because Dom thinks this is ridiculous.
What is it?
Hot air balloon rides to space are about to become a thing. A company called Space Perspective, taking reservations for the first space balloon rides set for 2024.
Well, first of all,
8 people at a time.
They're lying about all of this. I mean, it's deceptive because that's not space. How high are they going?
100,000 feet.
That's not space.
Close to space.
It's not even close to space.
It's somewhat close to space.
It's not even halfway.
Would it be
to the lowest limit that people describe?
Would you see the curvature? Would you see anything? Would it be black above you?
Would.
So
I mean,
it's kind of space.
If you go up 5,000 feet, you can detect some curvature.
I want to go up high enough where you're above the clouds and you can see, like, the darkness above you. Then you feel like you're in space, right?
You know, the international community defines space as being 100 kilometers up. That's 62 miles. And NASA cuts that in half, and they say it's something like 250,000 feet or something. It's 50 miles.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's like 260,000 feet.
So they're way off.
So this isn't even half that. So somebody needs to file a class action lawsuit.
Bad news is tickets are $125,000.
Oh, yeah. Go back to our earlier story when I was
talking
about people who have been the victims of scams.
It takes you 2 hours to get up that high. And then you just hang out up there for another 2 hours, and then they let the air out, and you float back down. Lame.
Hey, I'm not saying it wouldn't be an interesting ride.
Lame.
I'm not saying that, but to even put space in the name is deceptive.
You know how I am about hot air balloons rides, and this is even worse.
So
as you're coming back down, you'll hit power lines probably.
Yeah, I went a hot air balloon. I'm now officially an astronaut.
Yeah. All right, clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Another Guinness World Record this morning you can check out. A married couple set a Guinness World Record for height difference. You got to check out these pictures. The woman, 5'5". The man, 3'7". That's a difference of 1'10", which is a record now for the different sexes.
Huh.
The height for different sexes for a married couple. I don't know. They have stupid Guinness records for everything. The pictures are really fun to look at, though. I'll tell you that. You can find it on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.